quando escureceu, jurei, amor, Deus me dê perdão por ter perdido a hora de voltar e te
beautiful and soothing. How very nice. Okay, so this is Ian Facchini and Paula Santoro, Metal na Madeira, Metal on Wood. It's on Ridgeway Records, Rising Stars, and it's her luminous voice of Paula Santoro and the enthralling guitar virtuosity of Ian Facchini. So this is a new collaborative album. It's taking its inspiration from xylography, a traditional art form from northeastern Brazil, in which the artist develops an image by engraving wood with a metal object. Likewise, Facchini and Santoro create their intoxicating music from the way in which the metallic harmonics of her voice affect and enrich the woody tones of his guitar. Not sure where Chris is. I don't know if he had a problem. The streets around here, some of them were blocked off from construction, so that might be what's holding him up. He usually calls if he's going to be late, so hopefully he'll appear soon. Says the image that ultimately emerges from Metal na Madeira is more than a portrait of two artists creating together. It also conjures the timeless landscape of the Brazilian Northeast, from which both artists originally hail. Into that space, Facchini and Santoro invite an all-star cast of collaborators, including Brazilian saxophone great Spock, leader of Recife's Spock Fevo Orchestra, Bay Area multi-reedist Harvey Wenapple, trombonist Jeff Cressman, keyboardist and accordion player Victor Gonclaves, bassist Scott Thompson, drummer percussionist Rafael Barata, and pandero player Sergio Krakowski. Boy, that's a bunch of names. So there's 9 original compositions. It presents a fresh take on traditional northeastern rhythms such as maracatu, frevo, baião, zote, and toada. I'm probably massacring those names. Facchini's music keeps one foot firmly planted in the past while stepping briskly towards the future with modern harmonic and melodic structures. The song's lyrics describe the exuberance and poverty of that region of Brazil, the joy, colors, and natural beauty, but also sadness, drought, and longing of a people who are accustomed to living with extremes. Their stories are movingly and compellingly expressed through Santoro's gift for storytelling and painting with words. Well, they give a lot more information, but I think I'm going to stop there. So, no, he didn't come back. Let me share with you something that I had intended to read, but I didn't think I had time. This is breaking Israeli news. Israeli leaders, excited by Trump win, look forward to big changes in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts, from Isaiah. Israeli leaders and government ministers congratulated Donald Trump on his victory in the American presidential race and said that they anticipate exciting changes in policies relating to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat called Trump a devoted supporter of Jerusalem and said that he expects him to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as Trump promised on the campaign trail. He also extended an invitation to the president-elect, saying, "I am full of hope for your support for our activities for building in and developing Jerusalem for all her residents, and I invite you to visit the capital of Israel." Master of Education Naftali Bennett released a statement congratulating Trump and the American people and affirming that the special relationship between Israel and America would continue and strengthen. Bennett took the opportunity to remind Trump of his platform position to immediately retract the notion of a Palestinian state in the center of the country, which would hurt our security and just cause. This is the position of the president-elect as written in his platform, and it should be our policy, plain and simple, he stated. The era of a Palestinian state is over. Chris is here. I'm just going to finish this up, and he will take over the controls. Leaders of the movement to settle the biblical heartland also expressed their satisfaction with the election's outcome. There is no question that Trump's statements are the most supportive of Israel and the settlement movement in recent years, said Yochai Damari, head of the Mount Hebron Regional Council, TPS reported. I hope this change leads to a revolution in consciousness, a revolution in thought, and a revolution in action regarding our approach to settlement in Judea and Samaria. That sort of consciousness could serve as an opening and an opportunity toward real peace. Mr. M.K. Bezalel Smotrich, Jewish Home, called for Trump's new administration to end the freeze on settlements and initiate new building projects in Judea and Samaria. And finally, the government of the United States has changed, and with it, we must do away with the terrible freeze on settlement building that has been forced on the state of Israel by the previous administration. There must be a flourish of building and settlement, he said. How's it doing by your corner of the world?
All right.
All right, good. All right, so I'm logging off, and Chris will log himself on. You ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
All right. Looks like Ox 1 we have. See you on the radio. Don't be late.
All right, let's start the show.
Life was fun, life was great, until I made my big mistake. Oh no, it never happened to me. Life was short and life was sweet, I was thinking as I hit the street. I could hardly believe, I could scarcely conceive it. I had gone out the window, I had gone out the window, I had gone out the window. Midnight.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Most of them. And some very important ones, people. You need to listen.
I have lived a pretty full life for 42, I think. That's a celebration in itself.
Chris Earle is here with guest. Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
I don't even like to pee with the door open. You know, if I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Let's come start again.
We played Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly, and I don't remember why.
It's because I was cheating.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Let's come start again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. Time travel with Chris Earls here with you till 7 p.m.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel less.
Made a real difference in my life.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes. You look like a rube, a well-scrubbed hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor white trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father do? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? An know how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
See a lot, Doctor.
Well, I am Buncha Muck, and I'd like to say hello to the black, the white, the red, and the green, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, stop my boots, hook it to the culture beat. Catfish and cornbread is what I love to eat. But so far, you heard my voice. Yes, it ain't no riddle. Right now, I'm gonna introduce my man Slim on the fiddle. Rodeo, ranch hands feel like acting up. Come on now, Joseph Doe. Say C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, it's all the people's delight. I go by the unforgettable name of a man that called the country mine. Name is known all over the world by the city folk and the cowgirl. I'm going down in history as the baddest cowboy there ever could be. Got Greg on the bass, Slim on the fiddle, got the down-home music when you're burning to the middle. Hands up in the air while you're dancing to the beat, shake your derriere. Say yee-haw! Say yee-haw! Come on!
Yee-haw! Yeah, Mike!
Yee-haw! Good! Tell me, Senator, did you nurse Catherine yourself?
What?
Did you breastfeed her?
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I did.
Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling. Tell me, Mom, when your little girl is on the slab, where will it tickle you?
Take this thing back to Baltimore.
We're mathematically putting it down. crease.
My D, who with the world shaking action? Do it like this for the intergalaction. I've seen her daily, so I'm very flexible. I'm a Scorpio, so get up with very sexual.
Just have to raise and my brother Matthew.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Time travel with Chris Earle. Little hodgepodge of songs today. This is the Twilight Zone. It's Golden Earring here on Time Travel.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
Here it's gone.
It's 2 a.m.
I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
There's a guy that's celebrating today, Dr. Lester Grinspoon. Marijuana vote passed. I'm sure he's very excited about that. Hello, Freeform listeners, my Freeform friends. This is Chris Earle. It's the host of Time Travel on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8, this is very exciting. Edward Buchard, a friend of mine and also a WMFO DJ, he is going back. He's time traveling himself. He's going to November 11th, 1967, on his Tears of the Gods sound collage, an entire episode of 23-year WMFO DJ Hank
Fonce's WGBH Jazz Radio Show, Real New Orleans. Real New Orleans, wrapped up in a Billboard radio hit from 1967. You'll hear hits, in particular singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in May 1967. So again, that is Edward Buchert going back to November 11th, 1967 on his Tears of the God sound collage with an entire episode of WMFO DJ Hank Fonce's WGBH Jazz Radio Show, Real New Orleans. It's going to be wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967. It's this Friday night at 8 p.m. Cool. Time travel is here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Searle. I figured you wanted some tunes today, just some tunes to lighten up the mood a little bit. And thank you once again to Joyce the Voice for sticking around for me. Thanks again, Joyce.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Great to see you as well. And stay warm out there. Another beautiful night here in Medford after a little rain. It is nice out there now. I'm not wearing a jacket. We'll have that for a couple more weeks. We have the Indian summer. I don't know if you could still call it that, but I like to call it the Indian summer from time to time. I don't mean it in a derogatory way in any way. It's just it's the Indian summer, you know. It's when it gets a little late in the season and it's warm out there. But I'll be here with you for the time being, and then my friend Derek Gehry, who normally does the show tonight, from 7 till 9 with Lisa Nichols. He's coming in, and we'll talk for a minute or two. We're going to go see the Pet Shop Boys tonight. It's at the Orpheum tonight. It's exciting. And one thing I like about the Pet Shop Boys, they've been around for a long time, and here they are doing a concert for $40-$50. Can't beat that. And the sirens are going off here, and Curtis Hall and Medford. Something's going on out there. But what a wild night. What a wild night. Everybody's been talking about it today. I thought the guy would do good, but I didn't think he would take the cake. And people are just going crazy. People are crying. People are getting in other people's faces. The main thing, people, and this is what I learned this week and from all people that I know, amazingly, this one kind of stuck with me. It was a person in HR. Okay, I'm a person in HR at my work actually said, you know what, you have to, when somebody's complaining or somebody is telling you something very passionately, assume that it is with their best intentions and best interests of themselves and yourself and the company or whatever else is involved there. And if you think that way, you might actually hear something. So you might have somebody that's complaining and saying something that's completely against you, but you know what? Don't dismiss them and put up the wall, because maybe they're not that articulate. Maybe they're being very passionate about what they're saying. However, you may actually learn something. You may learn why you disagree, and you might have a moment to try to talk to that person instead of screaming in each other's face or just dismissing one another. So we have a long road ahead of us, and there's a long road behind us, but very interesting night, and it's going to be very interesting what happens in the next 4 years, at least, as always here in America. But who knows? Change could be good. Change can be bad. It's all the way that you look at it. All I know is you get up, you go to work, you see your friends and family. Think about what's important to you and think about how you can make a change and what can you do without shutting the next person down, because that person may be there to help you up the next day. Anyway, time travel is here with you for the time being. I'm around 6:30 or so, and then Derek Gehry and I will be on here momentarily, and he's always good about talking about politics, and I want to get his idea of what happened last night as well, and then we're off to the Pet Shop Boys, and I'll have some Pet Shop Boys in the set list here. So this is kind of an emotional roller coaster today. We had some So What in there, The Twilight Zone, The Immigrant Song, Unite. We had Country Delight from Country Delight from Mike D, All Together Now from the Beatles, and we started out with Out the Window by the Violent Femmes. Don't go out the window, people. It'll be all right. Don't worry. Don't worry. It'll be all right. There's a lot of smart people out there. Even though there's a lot of people you may think are very crazy and very dumb, there's plenty of those, but there's a lot of smart people out there. I think we'll be okay. Here's Hank Williams. Time Travel's here with you indefinitely. Let's have some fun. You win again here on Time Travel.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen a running round.
but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see whatever bothered you but me. Just trust in you was my great sin. What can I do? You win again. I'm sorry for your victim now. Soon his head like mine will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain. And someday say you win again. You have no that I should not complain. I love you still. You win again.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you. All right, we need some lift up music. The band called Fun, lowercase period at the end, with Carry On.
To the sound that silenced the cars, we're cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on. Friends at the edge of the night, at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents will die, all our neighbors and wives.
Rosenberg. I was listening to WMFO, and one of my ears fell off. I need help. Help. Oh, that's my other ear. Hello? I was listening to WMFO, and my ear fell off. Just one of them, but I still need help. I have my shoes and my glasses, so I have them. Okay.
This is Chris Earle. It's Time Travel. WMFO Medford. Little Prince for you with America. Just free-forming it, throwing a few things out there, a few ideas, a little emotional roller coaster today. Thank you, Prince. Thank you, Prince. We miss you, Prince. That man was a prince. Prince here on WMFO. Here's something rude.
Or if it's election night and you're excited and you want to celebrate because some fudge packer that you date has been elected the first queer president of the United States, and he's going to have you down to Camp David, and you want someone to share the moment with, even then, don't knock. Not on this door. Not for any reason till you get me, sweetheart.
This is the moment we'll remember every day for the rest of our lives. Time may rise.
crush us, hurt all of us, but on this day we have arrived. It's been a long time coming, we've been in the running for so long, but now we're on our way. Let the ride just take us side by side.
Right, you're a winner. You are a winner. Time Travel's here with you, probably till about 6:30 or so. Derek Gary's going to be coming in. Play a little Pet Shop Boys for you. I'll play another couple of Pet Shop Boys songs and then a couple of requests here and jump around a little bit. Oh, thank goodness that the good chicken bill passed. The good chickens and the good pork and thank goodness overwhelmingly passed. Because you know what? We need to have a chicken has to get up and get down, dance around, run around. It should lead a happy life before we cut off its head and stick it in a box and eat it with tater tots. And I think that's a good thing. So the biggest opponent against it was like some farmer up in Maine's like, well, it's going to cost an extra $75 a year for a family of five for their eggs. I'm like, you know what? That's what it costs for me for brunch at Shoney's with two of us. Come on, people. We got weed. We got the good chickens and the pigs. And I'm not a big fan of how they still have the veal and stuff. But you know what? People are going to eat anything. You got enough money, you're going to eat a bald eagle. You want to eat things, you know? And people that have money, they get weird and they start eating all kinds of weird stuff just because they can eat it. Because they're like, oh, let's have a bald eagle for dinner. It cost us $100,000, but I got the money. We're going to see what happens over the next few years. It's going to get crazy. It's crazy as it is, but you know what? We have a nation of crazy people. What you have to do is you have to realize that you're crazy. You have to work with people. Work with people and celebrate your craziness. Use that strength to get ahead. What else happened? The thing happened with the schools, with a poor Charlie Baker got turned down there. They voted no on the charter school. And then what was number one? Jeez, I don't know. But I got it. What was it? It was, oh, yeah, the casino. I said no. We don't need another casino. Who needs casinos? Go to Mohegan, go to Foxwoods and do it once. It's far enough away that I don't go down there like every Friday night. I don't need a casino in my back door and just spend paycheck to paycheck. I don't make enough money for that anymore, you know? It's like I got bills to pay. I can't be going down and drinking G&Ts and doing the horses all night. I can't do that. Anyway, and then there was like some question five in my hometown for like they wanted to add some more tax for the environment. I'm like, enough already. I'm not going to be hiking in Billerica, you know? I'm not going to be doing that. But it passed, and I got to pay the money because I own a house and a condo. And oh, well, it is what it is. Time Travel's here with you for a little while. Let's hear from Charlize Theron talking about the puppy mill. She's all for the animals, too. Let's hear what she has to say. Then some more Pet Shop Boys.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA. Or visit PETA.org.
I'd listen to anything that woman has to say. She should be continually impregnated. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Anyway, I'd say she's an eight. Time Travel's here with you for a little bit. Here's the Pet Shop Boys. All over the world. Yeah.